Chapter 7. How beautiful are your sandaled feet, O queenly maiden! Your rounded thighs are like jewels, the work of a skilled craftsman. Your navel is as delicious as a goblet filled with wine. Your belly is lovely like a heap of wheat set about with lilies. Your breasts are like twin fawns of a gazelle. Your neck is as stately as an ivory tower. Your eyes are like the sparkling pools in Heshbon by the gate of Bathraven. Your nose is as fine as the Tower of Lebanon overlooking Damascus. Your head is as majestic as Mount Carmel, and the sheen of your hair radiates royalty. A king is held captive in your queenly tresses. Oh, how delightful you are, my beloved, how pleasant for utter delight. You are tall and slim like a palm tree, and your breasts are like its clusters of dates. I said, I will climb up into the palm tree and take hold of its branches. Now may your breast be like grape clusters, and the scent of your breath like apples. May your kisses be as exciting as the best wine, smooth and sweet, flowing gently over lips and teeth. I am my lover's, one he desires. Come, my love, let us go out into the fields and spend the night among the wildflowers. Let us get up early and go out to the vineyards. Let us see whether the vines have budded, whether the blossoms have opened, and whether the pomegranates are in flower, and there I will give you my love. There the mandrakes give forth their fragrance, and the rarest fruits are at our doors, the new as well as old, for I have stored them up for you, my lover. Chapter 8. Oh, if only you were my brother who nursed at my mother's breast, then I could kiss you no matter who was watching, and no one would criticize me. I would bring you to my childhood home, and there you would teach me. I would give you spiced wine to drink, my sweet pomegranate wine. Your left hand would be under my head, and your right hand would embrace me. I want you to promise the women of Jerusalem not to awaken love until the time is ripe. Who is this coming up from the desert, leaning on her lover? I aroused you under the apple tree where your mother gave you birth, where in great pain she delivered you. Place me like a seal over your heart, or like a seal on your arm. Love is as strong as death, and its jealousy is as enduring as the grave. Love flashes like fire, the brightest kind of flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can rivers drown it. If a man tried to buy love with everything he owned, his offer would be utterly despised. We have a little sister too young for breasts. What will we do if someone asks to marry her? If she is chaste, we will strengthen and encourage her. But if she is promiscuous, we will shut her off from men. I am chaste, and I am now full-breasted, and my lover is content with me. Solomon has a vineyard at Bel-Hemon, which he rents to some farmers there. Each of them pays 1,000 pieces of silver for its use. But as for my own vineyard, O Solomon, you can take my 1,000 pieces of silver, and I will give 200 pieces of silver to those who care for its vines. O, my beloved, lingering in the gardens, how wonderful that your companions can listen to your voice. Let me hear it too. Come quickly, my love. Move like a swift gazelle or a young deer on the mountains of spices.